Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Today, a tune's a few words. Now, what's the most important part of a song? Is it a strong opening, those first couple of great notes that get you? Or maybe the lyrics, the words that stay with you? Or the melody, the rhythm, the bass line, or maybe the lead? What is it that makes a song stick in your head? And what if a song doesn't have all those elements? Or at least one that has no words? What if it's an instrumental? Now, classical music has wowed and entertained numerous generations for hundreds of years, much without any vocal accompaniment. Rock and roll has always been based on rhythm and beat and the message, the story. So, what story does a song with no words tell? Well, there's a lot to be heard and learned from the music. The message is in the music. So, we've chosen some examples of music you can't sing along to, but you sure can come along for the ride with and enjoy the musical story here on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
instrumental here on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. From the top, we gave you Pipeline, a classic from The Ventures, and a song that many fledgling young guitarists learned on their way. Then 2120 South Michigan Avenue from the Stones' 12x5 album, a tribute to Chess Records located at that same address. White Summer, an acoustic number done by none other than Jimmy Page. And Blue Wind from fellow Yardbird alum Jeff Beck. Pick up the pieces from the Average White Band. Soul Sacrifice, a song made famous by Santana at their performance at Woodstock. And Jessica, a song for Dickie Betts' daughter. No words, just tunes. And yet, I think the message comes across in each instance. Enough said, right? That's tunes for now. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.